Tonight, it is boys high school basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Beverly traveling to Lynn English to take on the Bulldogs. Beverly 6 wins, 2 losses. Lynn English 6 wins and 1 loss. Beverly's one of their losses was just earlier this week, Tuesday, against Lynn Classical, a 3-point loss at home against the Rams. Well, here tonight, Lynn English doing pretty well this year. They've got another weekend game coming up here in a couple of days. They'll be playing at Malden Catholic on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They have a home and home series with them. They've already played them here at Lynn English. But tonight, it is Lynn English and Beverly High School in boys basketball in a Northeastern Conference North matchup. Should be a great one. We'll look at the North Shore schedule as well. And just ahead, we'll hear from both head coaches, Matt Caracudas from Beverly High School and Antonio Anderson from Lynn English. Stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.
Friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Matt Caracudas, the boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. And Matt, you're at Lynn English tonight. We saw you Tuesday against Lynn Classical, a 3-point loss. Nice effort by you guys hanging into that game, and I guess some reaction to Tuesday's game.
Yeah, I was happy with our performance, happy with the effort the kids gave. I thought they did a really good job. Classical's a very good team. They're well coached. We had our chances, that's for sure. We missed a lot of layups. You're upset anytime you lose, but the way we lost, with how we played, I could accept it. The kids gave 100% effort, and that's really what I'm looking for.
Now, you're trying to get into a role or a routine with practices and games and so on, and I know we noted last week that, you know, you had a long stretch before Tuesday's game this week, and now you got another week before you play again after tonight's game, and so getting that rhythm, you know, here we're going to be in the middle of January before it really kicks in.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're off until next Friday, but I'll be honest with you, after the war we had Tuesday and the war I'm expecting tonight, I think we need the week off before we head to Malden, because it'd be nice to string together some solid practices so we can get our legs back underneath us, because I'm fully expecting a war tonight, just like Tuesday.
And that's a nice Malden team, too. I've seen them this year.
Tough.
Well, Coach, some reactions, some thoughts on this Lynn English team. What kind of a game do you – tell me what you know about English and what do you expect?
Yeah, Lynn English is very physical. They're very strong, very athletic. They have some size, some length. They get up and down the floor. Another well-coached team. It's very similar to Classical. We know we have our work cut out for us tonight. We're going to have to stop the penetration, keep them off the boards, and play our game if we're going to be in this thing at the end.
All right, Coach, if you could shoot me your starting lineup and tell me a bit about those guys and their roles.
Yep, our point guard is senior captain Matt Rodding. Our shooting guard is Toscani Abreu, who's a junior, followed by sophomore Duncan Moreland at small forward, Luigi Durain, who's our other senior captain, playing the other forward spot, and our center is sophomore Jack Crowley. They log a lot of minutes for us. The two sophomores are doing great. I talk about them all the time because they're playing big minutes. They're both almost averaging double-doubles with points and rebounds, and that being Duncan and Jack. And then the other three guys are doing great. We're playing nine guys, so we're getting contributions off the bench, which is great. It's exactly what you want.
I want to just follow up on Crowley and Moreland, Coach, because those are guys, you look at them when they come out on the court. You watch them, for me, the first time, the first quarter, Tuesday night, and you think, okay, this is what you're going to see. But as the game evolved, their game evolved as well. They can do a lot of things down low and outside as well.
They are. They're versatile players. And even though they're sophomores, I think they're starting to get used to playing on the big spotlight. You know, in this conference, you have a tough game every night. On the road is very, very difficult. But, I mean, you can look at our schedule now. We have Classical, English, Malden. We still have Somerville, Everett. We've gone to Madison Park. We've played Burlington. So, I mean, we play a pretty tough schedule, and I think they're starting to get used to it now. So they're ready for it. They're not shy.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Matt Karakoudis, boys basketball coach at Beverly High School, here with us on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Roger Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Welcome back. We are joined by Antonio Anderson, head basketball coach at Lynn English High School. And Antonio, I guess some thoughts from you on what you've been able to accomplish as a team so far this year.
Well, you know, we haven't done much. You know, we're taking it day by day. We're taking strides. We're getting better. We're not where we want to be, but we're working towards it.
Well, you're 6-1, so you're winning games. But what is it that you're trying to get to? I know a lot of schedules have been tough because of all the long layoffs and so on. But what are you trying to accomplish that you haven't accomplished?
Well, just trying to keep our effort on a nightly basis. I think if we could compete at a high level for 32 minutes every time we step on the floor, we give ourselves a chance. That's what I preach to the guys, and that's what we're aiming for.
What's your thoughts on the game so far? Has there been a one particular game or part of a game that you would say, okay, this is we put it together, or are you still really not even at that point yet?
It depends. You know, no one has played as man-to-man yet, so we're getting really good with our zone offense. So that's been a plus. Whatever teams throw at us, you know, we just try to get ourselves prepared for it. Just hope for the best.
Coach, if you could run through your starting lineup for me for tonight and maybe tell me about those players and their roles on the team.
We have Javaris Hill, who's been terrific for us, scoring, rebounding, defending. We have Javante Edwards. He's our motor. We go as he goes. We have Luis Rivera, freshman, been coming along lately, making shots, really knocking down a three ball lately. Alonzo Lynn, also been scoring the ball lately a lot, which we need him to do, rebounding and making plays for other guys. And Ademide Badmus, big man who been dominant from day one, and he hasn't slowed down yet, so we're just trying to keep him going.
And what's your take on this Beverly team?
Oh, they're tough, man. I know Matt. I played against Matt in high school. He's been coaching for a while. He has success. He was a tough player, so I'm sure his team will be tough. They could get after it just like him. It'd be a dogfight.
I think he'll say the same thing about you guys. All right, Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck tonight. Coach Antonio Anderson from Lynn English Basketball here with us. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at msonewsports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Welcome back to Lynn English High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports, getting ready for tonight's Lynn English Beverly game. Starting lineups being announced. Beverly starting lineup, Matt Rodding, senior, guard, Luigi Durain, senior, Toscani Abreu, junior, and then two sophomores, Jack Crowley and Duncan Moreland. They play up front, more or less, and they were both very impressive as sophomores Tuesday night against Lynn Classical High School. For Lynn English High School, their starting lineup that you just heard with Coach Antonio Anderson, Javaris Hill, Javonte Edwards, Luis Rivera, a freshman, Alonzo Linton, and Ademid Badmus, who is another freshman. So they got two freshmen in the lineup. Beverly has two sophomores in the lineup. And we are just a moment away from the tip-off of tonight's game. In boys basketball tonight, other games, Salem at Swampscott, Gloucester playing at Saugus. Classical will be at Peabody tonight, Marblehead at Revere, Everett at Malden, Medford at Somerville, Danvers playing at Winthrop, and Winthrop's Devin Pulsifer is 10 points away from 1,000 career points at Winthrop High School. Wish him best of luck tonight. Bishop Fenwick at Arlington Catholic this evening. St. John's Prep at Zavarian. St. Peter Marion at Malden Catholic. The Cape Ann League schedule, Ipswich at Georgetown. Amesbury at Rockport. Newburyport at Masconomet. Triton hosting Pentucket. Hamilton Wenham at Manchester Essex. Linfield at North Reading. Essex Tech at Mystic Valley. And Lynn Tech at Shawsheen. For the most part, the girls are just reversed, if you will, around the North Shore. So we'll have a jump ball here. Jumping for Beverly High School will be Jack Crowley. And he will be going up against... It is Badmus for English High School. Badmus of English High School wins the tip and has the basketball. The Bulldogs set up. You heard Coach Antonio Anderson say that they've seen all zone defenses here tonight. And they are looking at a zone defense right now. Official blew a whistle down across the way, and I think he's pointing back to the far end of the court. I'm not quite sure what his point is here. They'll inbound. There's no foul or anything like that. So English will inbound on the sidelines on the right side. English, we're at one end of the court, the far end of the court, when you walk into the gymnasium here at the fieldhouse at English High School. And down by the English bench, and English will work to the far end of the court, our far end of the court, in the first half here. Just underway here, ball tipped out of bounds by Beverly after the inbounds pass, and English will inbound one more time. Rivera inbounding the ball, off for Linton. Linton on the dribble up top, off to Rivera down in the corner for Hill. Up top, a three-pointer straight on is good by Alonzo Linton. First bucket of the night. First shot of the night here, too. 3-0, Lynn English leading Beverly, just a half a minute gone by in the first quarter. It is a Beverly basketball. Panthers coming near end here. Matt Rodding with it. Comes by a defender up top, down low with a pass. Now they kick it back out to the right corner. The shot is rejected by Javaris Hill. He went high along the sidelines, knocked the ball out of bounds. That was on a Beverly shot attempt. Beverly inbounds pass, right baseline. A two-point jump shot is good by Durain. It is a Lynn English basketball leading 3-2. They work to the far end of the court. On the dribble, Linton up top. He takes it to the basket and lays it in. Straight down the middle. He's got all five of the Bulldog points. 5-2, Lynn English. We have a foul in the backcourt. Little tickle in the throat as well here. That might come and go tonight, folks. We apologize, but I guess it's that time of the year here. Two-hand inbounds pass on the end line. Beverly basketball. They'll start it up length of the court. They'll see some backcourt pressure here. But they work it on the left to Abreu, who brings it over midcourt. Comes with a dribble to the middle. Right block. Right of the hash mark. And now they throw it down the paint. Tipped by English out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball on the end line. Rodding inbounding on the end line. Bounce pass down underneath for Crowley. Kicking it back up for Moreland. Tipped away from him. And here comes English back on the attack. Linton, a shot. It doesn't go. Good defense by Beverly underneath. And the Panthers start it back. Trailing three. First quarter. 2 minutes gone by. Rodding with a dribble over midcourt on the right side. Looking at man defense here. Picked up there by Linton. For Abreu. To the foul line off for Rodding. A jump shot is around and around and in. It's a three. Each team with a three. Each team with a two-point field goal as well. And we're tied at 5:42 to go first quarter. Well, Tuesday night against Lynn Classical, Beverly just kind of hung around. Had their chances right at the end. Ball thrown away by the Bulldogs. Taken by Beverly. Drive to the basket and a lay-in by Durain. 2 points. Turnover by Lynn English High School, resulting in a Beverly basketball, and the Panthers have their first lead of the night here. Seven-five. Now here's a steal up top. Abreu coming to the basket, laying it up. No! Rebound, Lynn English High School. It is Edwards with the rebound. Off for Rivera, down court on the left side. Up top, Linton does a lot of the ball handling. Here's a jump shot from up top. Might have been a three attempt taken by Edwards. Doesn't go. Rebound Beverly. Beverly player trapped on the sidelines. Goes down, and there's a Lynn English foul. Just about 3 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Beverly leading 7-5 here. Great to have you with us. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Check out our local news coverage from day to day here and our local sports updates as well throughout the weekend. Here's a pull-up jumper. Moreland from the right baseline doesn't go. Rebound battled in the corner. Panthers try to save it, but they cannot. On the sidelines in the left corner. And it's a turnover. It's a Lynn English basketball, and they will start up court. Rivera to inbound for Linton, and Linton on the slow dribble up to midcourt. 4:36 to go first quarter. Bulldogs trail 2-7-5. Pass to the paint. Tipped out of bounds. But off Lynn English. Over the end line underneath the basket. It will be a Beverly basketball. A little bit of a look of disgust on the face of Antonio Anderson, the head coach at Lynn English High School. Now a foul. Before the ball is inbounded, that is on English, right? Yeah, Beverly basketball still. Moreland to inbound on the end line for the Panthers. They've got the length of the court to go. With double-team pressure in the backcourt, the ball is thrown up over midcourt. Here's some numbers. 2-on-1, Beverly take to the basket and a lay-in by Abreu. That's his first points of the night, 9-5 Beverly. Bulldogs with a take to the basket. Swinging in from the right side is Hill. Follow-up, no. Rebound knocked to the sidelines. This will be a neither official wants to call it here. They're going to call it a held ball, if you will, and a possession arrow will go to Beverly. Thought it might have been swatted by Lynn English, but it will be a Beverly ball on the possession arrow. Neither official good look. Now the home run pass down court goes to the end line and over the end line. Didn't work. Trying to lead Luigi Durain of Beverly down court on the inbounds pass, a three-quarter court pass. Beverly turns it over, and it's a Lynn English ball. They trail 4-9-5 our score, 4 minutes to go first quarter. All the action right here on MSO News Sports. Have a great Martin Luther King Day weekend, extra day off for a lot of folks. Here's a three from the left wing taken there by Rivera. Doesn't go. Beverly rebound. Right now, Beverly's doing all right on the boards. Down to Moreland in the left corner. Moreland One-hand pass to the foul line. Jump shot there. No good. Rebounding foul. It's on Beverly. Durain committing the foul. It'll be a Lynn English basketball. English with three fouls. That was Beverly's first foul here in the first half. Substitution here for Beverly High School. Into the game is Makai Davies, 6'3 forward. I think that's our first substitution of the night. 3.5 to go, first quarter. There's a three attempt from the left corner by English. Doesn't go. Rebound Beverly. Up court quickly. The Panthers. Durain, pull-up jumper. He's got it. It's a three. He's got 7 points now, seven of the Beverly 12 points in this first quarter. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Lynn English basketball, they trail 12-5 here to Beverly. A three by the English Bulldogs from the left corner. Again, it doesn't go. Moreland, the rebound for Beverly. Quickly up court with a pass. Off for Davies. The shot is blocked. Rebound Moreland. Upper reverse. On the rim, no. And the rebound is pulled down by Javonte Edwards of English High School. And a timeout is called with 2:58 to go here in the first quarter. Our scoreboard updates tonight are brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moynihan Lumber. Let's see what we got for scores here. We mentioned the games just a moment ago. The games that are scheduled for tonight, and it's also on our website. Now we just got to see if we can pull some scores down here for you this evening. Girls basketball, Masco trailing. Newburyport trailing Masco 9-6 after the first quarter. These scores are very early, as you might expect. We got an early start here, too. So we'll check scores a little bit later on here. Hope to have Dick Newton, the athletic director at Lynn English High School, with us at the half here tonight. Also coming up this weekend, we have a feature interview coming up with Paul McGonigal, the new head football coach at Endicott College. Paul McGonigal with us here on MSO News Sports. That post will go up this weekend. English basketball under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Into the paint with a pass, and it's a turnover. Beverly bombs it down court. Ball batted around a little bit. Picked up by Abreu. Comes back to the basket. A shot doesn't go. He wanted a foul. English gets the basketball on the rebound. They push it quickly up court, shoveling into the right corner. They turn down a pass. Now a runner to the basket. A shot doesn't go. Rebound Beverly. Again, Beverly doing all right on the board so far here. Davies with the rebound. Abreu. Outside. Panthers into the game is Kamara for the Panthers. From a right wing of threes. Got it. This is Kyle Kamara with a three for Beverly High School. And it's 15-5, Beverly. This has been quite a run here for Beverly, actually. I think they were down 5-2. So they have scored, 13 straight points here in this game? Here is a take to the basket, a foul by Beverly. English player Baptiste going to the basket, fouled on the floor outside with just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. It'll be an English basketball on the sidelines left. Bulldogs trailing here by 10 right now, 15-5. Linton on the dribble. Pass to the right corner. Doesn't go. Off for Manalacy, who's into the game now. Take to the basket. A runner. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds off English High School. Right now, Coach Antonio Anderson would love to see his Bulldogs get an offensive rebound here. They're struggling right there on that department. On the inbounds pass, Beverly has it. Crowley, down court, pass is taken away. Good defensive play by Linton, and he's on the push back to the basket on the right side. Off on the left to Sang, down deep left corner. A three ball, got it. Manalese with a three from deep in the left corner, 15-5. That stops the run. Here's a takeaway by the Bulldogs at midcourt. A take to the basket and a lay-in by Javonte Edwards. 5 quick points here for the Bulldogs. It's 15-10. They trail. They steal again. And now a foul. Well, that's the kind of basketball Coach Antonio Anderson wants to see. His team really playing up-tempo defense, getting after the ball in backcourt, forcing basically three straight turnovers. They have the ball again here now on the sidelines with a minute to go in the first quarter. They trail five. Inbounds pass stolen by Beverly. Left of the lane. Here's Rodding on the dribble up to midcourt. Down left corner. Abreu. Checking Moreland a jump shot from the left wing. No. Rebound English High School. Edwards picking up the loose ball off the floor. Kicks it off on the right side. Linton a drive. He's fouled. Going to the basket. He'll get two shots. With 46 seconds to go in the quarter. North Shore Sports Night. The North Shore Sports Talk Show is Monday night to 7 o'clock. Not sure if there is a show this week because it is Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Usually folks kind of readjust their schedules and so on. Free throw by Linton is around and in. He'll have another fouled in the act of shooting. He's got 6 points now. He has a three, a field goal, a two-point field goal, and now the first of two free throws. Closing it down to a four-point game, 15 to 11. English trailing. Linton at the far basket. Nice soft right-hand fingertip touch. Is just short off to the right of the rim. Hitting the rim off on the right side. And Beverly gets the rebound. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Beverly leads by 4 points, 15 to 11. Working it on the wing. Abreu coming to the basket on man-to-man defense. Pull-up jumper right. Baseline is good. Abreu with his second field goal of the night. 17-11, 22 seconds to go. Here come the Bulldogs back. Linton is traveling. A little bit out of control. 20.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Beverly will inbound. Length of the court to go. Leading by six here in the first quarter. Moreland on the inbounds. Gets the return pass. Off for Abreu. A run and take to the basket on the rim. No. The follow-up is put up. No. The tip. No. And English gets the rebound. Three attempts. No basket. Here the Bulldogs quickly back on the attack. Right wing. Three is good. Manalese with his second three. This one from the right. The other one was from the right wing. This one, the first one was from deep in the left corner. And the Bulldogs close it to within three at the end of the first quarter. It's Beverly 17, Lynn English 14 at the end of one here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Well, it's been a quarter of runs, a 13-0 run for Beverly at one point in the quarter, and then we had a 9-2 run by English to get back into it here, down three right now at the end of one quarter. Ready for the start of the second quarter. 17-14 our score. English with the ball, but they trail by the 3 points, 17-14 to Beverly here on MSO News Sports. Boys basketball. A three from the left corner doesn't go for the Bulldogs. Scramble for the ball on the floor. It's tied up, I think. Good hustle from both teams. Right sidelines. It's on the possession arrow. Will go to Beverly in backcourt. English has shown backcourt pressure here tonight. Here on the inbounds, the Bulldogs steal. Rivera on the takeaway. Going into backcourt with a dribble off for Linton. A drive to the basket. A good, strong take. And he's got 2 points. Alonzo Linton for English High School. Now a tip at midcourt. English knocks it away. Beverly gets it back, though. Abreu off underneath. A foul as it was Mikey Davies putting it up. So he'll go to the line for two shots. Just fouled hard enough that there's no way that ball was going to go in. (Clears Makai Davies at the line for Beverly High School. Free throws in the air, no good. He'll have another one-point game. Beverly leading by the 1 point, 17-16, 7:26 to go here in quarter two. You can always email us. Our email address is on the top right of our website, but it's msonewsports@gmail.com. Second free throw is in and out. Davies goes 0 for 2 at the free throw line. English gets the rebound. Rivera with the dribble up over midcourt, off for Linton, who does the big-time ball handling here. Big, strong point guard. Take to the basket. Linton, no. Rebound Beverly High. Crowley with the rebound. Up court. Return to Crowley down the paint. A runner. He's on. It's an offensive foul. Well, good elevation by Crowley. Good, strong take to the basket. Unfortunately for him, a Bulldog was set up in the paint looking for the charge call. Got it. And it will be a Lynn English basketball and no basket for Beverly. So it's still a one-point Panther lead. English has the ball. Linton, who else? Up over midcourt on the right side. Looking for defense on Rodding. Slides by a pick. Comes down the lane. A runner is good from straight on. Linton for 2 points for English High. That gives the Bulldogs a one-point lead, 18-17. 6:47 to go. A bump. A defensive foul on English. Jamonte Edwards committing the foul out on the wing. Five team fouls for Beverly. Five team fouls for Lynn English High School. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Beverly to inbound. Abreu to inbound. Underneath for Crowley. No. There's some defense right there. Tough shot for Crowley. And here comes English back. Player was on the line. He took a pass from to the right sidelines, and he was stepping out. He was out of bounds when he received the ball. Turnover, and it's a Beverly ball. 6.5 to go, first half. Beverly struggling to inbound. They do to Rodding. Return pass off for Moreland. On the cut, Abreu shot is blocked. Good, good block there by Alonzo Linton, and he starts up court with the dribble himself. He'll go strong to the basket and lay it in. Well, it's tough to defend him. Oh, man. He gets rolling, and English takes a three-point lead here, 20-17. So let's talk about runs here for a moment here. This is a 15-2 run for English High School. It was 15-5, Beverly. Now it's 20-17. Yeah, 15-2 run by Lynn English High School. Earlier we had a Beverly 13-0 run. Then we had a Lynn English 9-2 run. This 15-2 run is part of that, or that 9-2 run is part of the 15-2 run. And right now Beverly has not scored in the second quarter here, while English has scored 6 points. Saugus girls are leading Gloucester at the end of one quarter. Saugus 15, Gloucester 12. 3 point difference there. Scoreboard updates are brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, Plastow, New Hampshire. End of one quarter, Wakefield girls are leading Melrose by a point, 13-12. Wakefield girls are having a very good season. Beverly basketball in backcourt. The inbounds pass from Moreland goes back to Moreland, and he brings it over midcourt. Off for Abreu. Ball knocked away from him. Loose ball picked up there by Edwards. Take to the basket. He slams it home. Javante Edwards with two. 22-17. Lynn English High School. We've got a backcourt foul. Should be on English. I believe Beverly was starting up court. Let's see what the call is here. It'll be the 16th foul, whatever it is, whoever it's on. Oh, no, I take it back. It's on Beverly, right? Yeah, Beverly foul, English basketball. It was on Rodding with 5:59 to go here in the second quarter. Beverly trailing 22-17. Now the officials are chatting it up here. Again, at English High School, as you come in the doors here at the field house, we're at the far end of the court. And right now, English is, they're offensive end is at the far end of the court where the doors are. And English has the basketball. Linton on the inbounds, takes it, comes down the paint. No. His second effort, no. A block and a foul. See who this is on. It's on English. Each team now with six fouls. Tyshawn Anderson committing that foul. Yeah, Tyshawn Anderson into the game for English High School. Rodding on the press break. Pull-up jumper before Beverly. No. Rebound English High School. Who else? Linton up court. Flying. Kicks it off on the right. A lay in by Javonte Edwards. He's got 6 points now. 24-17. English stumbling a little bit from time to time here in the first half, but taking control now, up 24-17. Here's Beverly on the take. Ball knocked free. And now a save by Beverly. Beverly's Abreu goes off of Abreu, and it'll be an English basketball in their backcourt, up 24-17. Linton. Over the midcourt line on the left, comes to the middle with a dribble. Pass to the right corner. A shot is off the glass. No. Rebound, Beverly. Again, Beverly's doing well on the boards. Rodding down court to Moreland. Moreland right baseline. Kicks a pass back up to Rodding on the left wing. Rodding comes down left of the lane. Now throws it into the paint. It's out of bounds. Pass intended for, or going to Davies. Off his fingertips. Out of bounds. It'll be an English basketball. 5 minutes to play in the first half. 24-17, Bulldogs. Pull-up jump shot, Linton. From three-point range, from straight on. No. Offensive rebound, Tyshawn Anderson. No. Back out to Linton. They set it up for a three on the right wing again. That one doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Beverly's Rodding has it out, pulling it off the court up by the foul line. Now Moreland backs his way in. Pull-up spinning. Jump shot is good. Duncan Moreland with his first points of the night. We were talking with the coach earlier about Moreland and Crowley. How, you know, you looked at him. I saw him the first time Tuesday night against Classical. You look at him in the first quarter, and you see, oh, they're pretty good. But then they really developed, had some new twists into their game as the game evolved. And they're trying to get into the flow here underneath. And English takes a shot. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be a Beverly basketball. They trail 5, 24-19. Moreland in backcourt, struggling to inbound, does so. Off for Rodding, and he's fouled. Oh, he's traveling. Defended very well there by Luis Rivera of English High School. 4:12 to go, first half. This English team plays at Malden Catholic Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Inbounds pass comes off to Linton, left corner. A wing shot, no. A three-point range. Ball to the floor and tied up. This time the ball is going to English High School. Linton to inbound on his own end line underneath his own basket. Looks inside, now goes back up top on the left with a pass for Rivera. Down into the corner. Ball stolen away by Beverly's. Moreland. Moreland up court. Moreland on the take. A pull-up jumper. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. Nice soft touch by Moreland. The ball hung on the rim, and then fell off on the right. Moreland will go to the free throw line for two shots. Duncan Moreland, sophomore. For Beverly High School. His team trails 5. 3:54 to go, first half. Foul is on Tyshawn Anderson. There was a little question at the table as to who the foul was. I think it was flagged out by the officials as 22, or at least read that way by the scorers table, but it's 32, Tyshawn Anderson. So Marlin for his two shots. First one is good. He'll have another. Substitution here for English High School. Coming into the game is Adam Eid Badmus. Big guy. Here's Moreland for his second shot. It's in the air, and that's short. Rebound tipped around. English has it. Linton finally getting it on a deflection. Down court return to Linton. A pull-up jump shot. Good! Oh, man, what a first half, Alonzo Linton has had for English High School. He has 14 points here in the first half. Beverly basketball. Davies to the take, and the ball deflects out of bounds right behind us. Lynn English leading, and they have the ball. Both of these teams, this Beverly team, we talked with Coach Karakoudis on Tuesday night. They like to push the ball. So, of course, English would be very similar to that. Little trap by Beverly at midcourt. Linton gets it and comes over midcourt with a pass on the left. Now down underneath, it is Badmus. Shot no, tip that. Badmus again. Badmus will go for one more time. This time he's fouled. Third time's a charm. Adamede Badmus at the free throw line for English High School. He has not scored tonight. He has two free throws here, far end of the court. First one's in the air, no good. Substitution coming in for Beverly High School. Into the game is Merge Malumba. That's the first time we've seen him into the game tonight. Badmus at the free throw line for English. His second free throw. This is in the air. That's good. One of two for Badmus at the line. English takes a 7-point lead, 27-20. 3:17 to go here at the second quarter. Inbounds pass not handled well by Beverly High School. Badmus takes it away. Comes to the basket. Goes up strong. No. Offensive rebound. Linton, no. Now Moreland battles for the ball along with Malumba. And we have a foul. This may go against Beverly. Let's see what this is. Yeah, it is. It's on Malumba. Now we're in the one-and-one here. And going to the free throw line is Tyshawn Anderson. Free throw in the air by Anderson is good. So he'll get the bonus. Second one coming up. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go, first half. It is in the air. Got it. 9-point Bulldog lead, 29-20. Beverly inbounds pass. Hook pass, long down court to Malumba. Lost it out of bounds. It will be an English ball. Well, Beverly's turned the ball over a number of times on that kind of half-court or three-quarter court pass from backcourt into forecourt. Almost like the home run pass. And it hasn't always worked for the Panthers here tonight in the first half. But that's who they are. They push the ball. Linton breaks a little bit of backcourt pressure by Beverly High School. Off for Anderson. Back to Linton. Back off on the left wing for Rivera. Up top, 17 on the shot clock. 2:45 to go. First half. English leads 9. They're kind of slowing it down for the first time. Here is Badmus to the basket from the block. No, from the left side. Rebound Beverly. Panthers taking it strong and now foul on the floor on Rivera. We're in a one-and-one situation and Abreu will go to the foul line for Beverly High School for the one-and-one. That will be the eighth team foul for English. Each team with 18 fouls. So when you hear folks or coaches complain about foul calls, each team with 18 fouls here. Eight in the first half. Abreu's free throw is good. He's got 5 points now in the night. He'll get the bonus after making the first one on the 1-1. 29-21. Misses the second one. Rebound goes to the floor, and Anderson of English picks it up. Off for Linton. Down for Rivera in the corner. Back to Linton. Take to the basket. A runner. No! Back up. Badmus. He's got it. First field goal for Badmus here, coming here in the second quarter, a foul in backcourt. It's on English, and that'll be their ninth team foul, sending Beverly to the free throw line for the 1-1. Tuscany Abreu at the free throw line for Beverly. 10-point game. Beverly will want to stay in contact here. Also, I'm thinking Coach would like to see if he can spring these sophomores free They had a very good game. They had good games against Classical last Tuesday night. First one is good by Abreu. Those two would be... here's Moreland and Crowley. Shot is missed. So the second one's a miss. First one was a make. One of two for Abreu at the free throw line. Here is Linton with a strong take to the basket, and he lays it in for English High. 33-22, an 11-point Bulldog lead. 2 minutes to go first half. Right now it's English. Beverly's Moreland weaving underneath. Shot no! Taken there by Bearer. Ryan Bearer, downcourt English. A cut and a layup. No! Beverly rebound. Tipped away. Comes free. Linton banks it in for the easy lay-in. Timeout, Beverly. 35-22 is our score. I think we have a timeout. No, we did not get a timeout call. Stay right here. Beverly ball in backcourt. Abreu. Bounce pass to the paint. Tipped around. Badmus steals it away. Hands it off for Rivera. And up court he comes on the dribble for English. Leading by 13, the Bulldogs, with 1:20 to go in the first half. Linton. Very strong first half for English High School. Down left corner, a three. No. Rebound pulled down by Beverly High School. Moreland kicks a pass out on the corner. Doesn't connect. Turnover. And it is a English basketball. Coming into the game for Beverly is Kyle Camara back into the game. Mason Jean-Baptiste is in the lineup for English High School, and Linton on the dribble with just over a minute to go in the first half comes over midcourt for English High. His team leading 35-22. Now 1 minute to go in the first half. Zone defense here by Beverly High School. Linton way on the right side. Everyone else on the left. 50 seconds to go. Nine on the shot clock. Linton to the paint. Kicks it out left corner. A three. No. Rebound tipped away. Badmus has it. Goes up and in. He's a factor underneath. Biggest guy out on the court right now. Badmus for English High School. Inbounds pass. Abreu comes over midcourt on the right. Tipped away out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball. Substitution for Beverly High School. Going out of the game is Bearer. Coming into the game is Malumba. Beverly basketball sidelines right. 28 seconds to go. First half. Ball comes into the corner to Bearer. Jumper on the right wing. Doesn't go. Rebound. Beverly now knocked away. Here comes English back on the attack. A cut and a lay-in by Linton. Oh, man. What a first half he has had. Two-hand pass Beverly up to Crowley. Comes to the basket. Shovels it off underneath for the bank layup. Oh, it's blue. They blew it. Offensive board for Beverly High School. Scramble on the floor. Tied up. 1.4 seconds to play in the first half. This ball will go to Beverly underneath their own basket. 1.4 seconds. Beverly trailing 39-22. The inbounds pass comes to the paint. A shot is up. No. Crowley, and that's the buzzer ending the first half. At the end of the first half, it is Lynn English 39, Beverly 22. We'll step aside. We're back with more just ahead here on MSONewsSports.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
Welcome back here. We're at the half, and we're joined by Dick Newton, the athletic director here at Lynn English High School. What did I say, 18 points for Alonzo Linton?
Yeah,
18 points in the first half here. He has been very dominant. He's a tough matchup for these guys because he's the point guard, but he's got size, and he's tough.
He's a college point guard.
Yeah.
He's a big, tall kid that plays really hard, and he drives to the basket. He's a very good player.
And we mentioned the runs. Beverly at one point in the first half had a 13-0 run. Then English responded with a 34-7 run.
Yeah.
At one point it was 15-2, but yeah, it ends up being 34-7.
Yeah, when I came up it was 15-5, and they turned it around.
They did. And I this Beverly team is a team that likes to push it. They played it classical tough on Tuesday night, losing by 3 points. Had their chances to maybe send it into overtime. I think they probably had three threes that they missed right at the end at different down. After timeout or whatever. But this case here, it looks like Lynn English High School. And then Badmus established himself right at the end of the first half with the inside game effectively.
Demade is a he's a freshman, and he's a very good freshman at that. And you also have Miles Manalese, who's a freshman, and Lou Rivero, the freshman. We have three freshmen that are playing a lot.
Yeah.
And we're happy with that. So
two freshmen that started, right? So you had Badmus that started, and then Rivera started. Yeah. So
yeah, two very good players.
What else is happening in the athletically at English High School here?
Our swim team is doing very well. We've won three or four swim meets, which is very good for us. Swim coach Lisa Trahant does a great job.
Yeah.
And our girls basketball team is 3-3. We have been struggling in the past in girls basketball, but 3-3 is a good record for us.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make the tournament with them. So it's then on to spring, which is I think everybody can't wait till spring comes to get away from this weather,
It's almost spring out there right now.
Yeah, but that's going to change tomorrow. We'll be sliding around like we'll be ice skating.
No. I know. Well, the girls, that'll be a tough one tonight in Beverly. Yeah. Beverly's looks like they're pretty formidable this year in girls basketball and so on. But that weather thing is all going to change. The other thing, too, I'm struck with the teams. I know weather-wise, it hasn't been a bad winter for missing games and so on, for the most part. Although, albeit early, he said, mid-January. But for these basketball teams, it's been a weird schedule because we talked about it with the coaches in the pregame, but you have these long stretches where you don't play.
Yeah.
In
a way, you wish they would go back to play everybody twice. In the olden days, that's what you did. You played 18 games and two extras. Now with a 16-team league, you play everybody once. That can change. We're in a two-year cycle with that now.
Yeah.
And this is the the last year of the two-year cycle. So we'll see how we divide it up. Might go to three divisions. It might stay at two divisions. We don't. It might be by size. It might be by strength. We don't know how we're going to do it.
For basketball, you're saying?
For a lot of sports.
Right.
A lot of sports. You know, you have your special sports like hockey and lacrosse where you have dominant teams that you really can't divide it like that. But you take football. Football's going to be realigned after next year, which ought to be interesting. And I would imagine that our team would go either to the middle. We're definitely not going to be at the bottom with the league,
right,
with the record
right.
we had this year. Same with classical. They'll be moved up too. So, you know, it's always changing. The league's changing constantly now. So we still have to vote in the GBL. That's going to happen too after next year.
What was that last thing you said, Dick?
You've got to vote in the GBL. The GBL is not officially in the league.
Oh, okay. I thought
they're still on a trial basis until the fall of 2019.
So they have to behave? Is that it?
They have to behave. When we have votes, they only get one vote out of the four teams.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some schools are adamantly against having them in. And
I know that,
A lot of schools are for them coming in. So
when would you expect a vote on that, possibly?
I believe it's the fall of 2019.
Okay, so that's...
So you have all of next year.
Yeah.
And then
so.
The following year.
Yeah, so...
It's that, and I can see them getting in, and I don't see a problem with that, but, you know, some schools like it because it divides the league even further, and some teams don't like it because of the same reason.
Yeah, I think somehow getting a handle, and I'm sure you guys have spent hours and hours working on the league alignments, and as you talk about even looking forward, you can't just change it willy-nilly, as you said, or as I'm saying here, but on the other hand, looking at that league alignment is going to be the tricky thing, I think, to put teams in the right places.
Well, you take Everett. Everett's independent in football. They're not even in they agreed to come in the league, but eventually, if they get four votes, they're going to be in the league in football, so... they're the elephant in the room.
Well, you know, things go in cycles, you know.
Yeah,
I can remember, you know what I mean? I remember, you know, Coach DiBiaso has stepped down as football coach. Maybe things will change. Who knows? You know, I'm not saying they will. I mean, they haven't named a coach there yet either, have they?
No. Who knows? You don't know what they do over there sometimes. You know, but I have a lot of respect for Dibs. He's not only is he a great coach, but he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And he's a lot of fun to be around. And, you know, we'll see where the league takes you. The league is constantly moving. You know, when we have meetings, you don't know what they're going to do.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us?
I love coming on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Appreciate
well, Happy
it.
New Year, Dick. Thank you. Take
thank
care.
You.
Yep. And thanks for all your help. Yep. Okay. Dick Newton, athletic director at Lynn English High School with us here. We're back with more right after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back. We're ready for the second half here. So Beverly was outscored 25-5 in the second quarter. So that'll do it to you. They outscored English 17-14 in the first quarter. But things turned around in the second quarter. So a big, big second quarter for English High School. And as we mentioned, it was all part of a 34-7 run by the Bulldogs. They get the ball to start the second half as Lynn English. They're coming near side here. Underneath, a lay-in by Javaris Hill is good for the first points of the second half. 41-22 our score. Lynn English leading. Just underway, third quarter. Moreland with a dribble up over midcourt. Tries to slide by a defender. Now bounces it off on the left for Crowley, and he lays it in. Good luck there. That's what I was talking about a moment ago, trying to get these guys free. Moreland and Crowley, the two sophomores for Beverly. on the take. Linton a drive, and it's on the rim. It doesn't go. Rebound, Moreland, up court. Moreland kicks a pass out in the left corner. A three attempt there by Abreu. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound tipped up. Beverly, no. Rodding an offensive board. Now he kicks a pass back out for Moreland. Slashes to the basket on the rim. No. Rebound loose on the floor. It'll be an English basketball. Battling there for Beverly High School was Luigi Durain. 18 points for Linton, Alonzo Linton, for English High School in the first half. 14, 15, 18, 12, 20. I think I got to recount that for a second here. Hold on. He may have 20 points in the first half. A drive to the basket, a foul. Javaris Hill going to the hoop for English High School, drawing the foul. Let me double check this here. Yeah, 20 points in the first half. So my mistake here for Alonzo Linton. Free throw is good there. Wow, 20 points in the first half. And this is Hill at the free throw line. Free throw is good. He'll have another. Next one's in there. That's good. So Hill now with 4 points here in the third quarter, 43-24. English ball. Up court, Beverly ball knocked out of bounds. Off English, it'll be a Beverly ball. Beverly going to the far end of the court here for us. That's the end with the doors. Rodney takes the inbounds pass. Pull-up jump shot is good. Let me take that back. That's not Rodney. That's Durain with the 2 points for Beverly. 43-26. Beverly trying to get something going here in the third quarter. Still a lot of basketball game left here. Here's Linton with a take to the basket. That shot doesn't go. Rebound is pulled down by Abreu of Beverly High. Up court on the rush himself. Pivots to the basket. Paint pass underneath. A shot is blocked, and there's a foul. Moreland going up. Moreland drawing the foul. Moreland going to the free throw line for Beverly. He'll have two shots. Free throw is in the air. He's got it. He'll have another. 43-27, Beverly trailing. Somebody called time. It might have been Beverly that called time. Got somebody standing right in front of me here, but so we have a timeout here. We did not check scores at the half here, so we'll see if I can knock down a few scores. Our scoreboard updates are brought to you by Monahan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire, home of their great kitchen showrooms. Let's see, boys basketball, Revere leading Marblehead 39-34 at the half. Bishop, let's see here. Mystic Valley defeating Essex Tech in girls basketball tonight, 61-27. And David Pulsifer has done it. He hit the 1,000-point mark for Winthrop against Danvers tonight. We'll be following that story here on MSO News Sports. Hope to talk with him and his coach, David Sacco, if possible. And it is Manchester Essex boys basketball leading Hamilton Wenham 33-23 at the half. All right, here's Moreland's second free throw. He's got it. Moreland 2-for-2 at the free throw line. 43-28 our score. Linton with the basketball. He's knocked away from him. Again, I have a guy standing right in front of me here over a distance away here, so I did not see what happened here. But they're giving the ball to Beverly. I think Coach Antonio Anderson wanted a foul call, didn't get it. And it is a Beverly basketball. I guess they're saying it was just knocked out of bounds, but I think that's where the discrepancy is. Rodding to inbound, off on the right wing. It is Abreu with a three, and he nails it from the right wing. 43-31. 12-point English lead, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Bulldogs down into the left corner. Pull-up jump shot there. Missed. Abreu the rebound. The shot was taken by Javonte Edwards. Down court pass. Knocked away. And it comes off to Rodding, left corner. On the dribble up top. And the ball is swatted out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball, sidelines right in forecourt. Abreu to inbound. No, check that. It will be Moreland to inbound on the sidelines, right? Two hands over his head. Bounces it to Rodding on the right wing. Off for Abreu. Abreu getting a lot of touches here tonight. Here's a pull-up jump shot. It's around and in by Durain. 4 points for Durain here in this quarter. Linton right back on the attack for English High School. Kicking it into the corner. Deflected out of bounds. Whose ball? It'll be a Beverly ball, 43-33, a 10-point game. Beverly battling back here. 43-33. Little run here for the Panthers here in the third quarter. Just what they this what they needed. 5:16 to go in the third quarter, 10-point Lynn English lead. Rodding up for Durain, and he pulls up with a jump shot from about 8 feet out from straight on. Now it's an 8-point game. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Linton coming to the basket, slides it underneath, and an offensive foul called on Linton. I think that was Wadding that drew it. Each team now called for an offensive foul down here at this end. And now English bringing a substitution into the game. Mason John Baptiste is coming in. Gene Baptiste is coming into the game. Moreland to inbound for Beverly. Length of the court to go. Down court pass stolen by Hill of English High. He comes back to the basket, and he draws a foul. I think this is on Rodding. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. 43-35, 8-point game. Guy was a photographer. Let's see. We'll try to check some other scores here if we can. English at the free throw line. Free throw by Javaris Hill is good. He'll have another. 44-35. This one's in the air. He's got that one. 10-point lead for English High. Two free throws by Javaris Hill. Long down court pass, Beverly High School. Knocked away by English. Loose ball. Hill comes up court with it. I think there's an offensive. What do we got here? We got a blocking foul. Blocking foul on Beverly on the floor. Three fouls for each team here in the second half. And it will be Javaris Hill to inbound for English High School. Makai Davis coming back into the game for Beverly High School. And English to inbound on the end line underneath their own basket. Up to the left wing, now off on the right side. Baptiste, Gene Baptiste with it. Underneath the official calls, maybe there's something up with the shot clock. I don't think there's a foul here. Yeah, I think it's a shot clock. They're looking back up at the scoreboard. Shot clock is at 30 here. 4:41 to go, third quarter. 10-point game. So Beverly has crept back into it after trailing at the half, 39-22. And it is Hill on the dribble to the basket on the left wing. Shot doesn't go. Rebound picked off on the just off the floor there by Abreu. Starts to the basket, and he's palming it. A carry, a turnover, and an English basketball. Great to have you with us on this Friday night, North Shore High School basketball on MSONewsSports.com. Ball to the right block. They kick it back off for Hill. He comes to the basket underneath. A shot, no. Badmus rebound batted around. Comes free to Rodding out on the wing. He's going to take it to the basket and has it knocked away from him. Down in the corner, out of bounds. The ball, it'll be an English ball. Saugus is up on Gloucester. I think that's the girls' game. Down court, Beverly English, a turnover rather. They throw it away. Both these teams, again, not afraid to push it. Beverly ball inbounds on the backcourt. Comes for Davies. Makai Davies off for Rodding in forecourt. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Down left corner, Crowley back up top. Moreland, a three straight on, got it. Duncan Moreland for three. 45-38 our score. 7-point game. Beverly creeping back here in the third quarter. English basketball. Off on the left, the drive on the left baseline, and a stuff by Javonte Edwards coming in on the left base. Jamming it home. Ball saved on the end line. Beverly basketball. Rodding coming up over midcourt. Doubled. Blast knocked away. English has it. Take to the basket and a lay in by Javonte Javaris Hill. Hill is having a big third quarter here. Beverly ball seeing backcourt pressure. Now Rodding touches the ball on the end line. Rodding says he was fouled. He was hacked on the arm. It'll be an English basketball with 3:09 to play here in the third quarter. 49-38, an 11-point English lead. Ball into the left corner, back over on the right corner in the inbounds. English sets up. Jean Baptiste with it. Mason Jean Baptiste on the dribble up top. Comes to the foul line left. Off on the left wing with a pass underneath. Now comes free. Hill, a turnaround. Got it. Javonte Edwards, rather. Timeout, I think, is, yeah. It looks like Beverly is calling a timeout, a run here by the Bulldogs here. Up 51-38. We'll take this break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out msonewsports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, msonewsports.com.
Two minutes, 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Each team with three team fouls. Lynn English is leading here, 51-38 at English High School. Beverly will have the basketball. Length of the court to go. Moreland to inbound for Crowley in backcourt for Rodding. Two hands back to Crowley on the left. On the dribble over midcourt. Back to Rodding in the middle up top. Fakes a pass and dribbles to the right side for Crowley. Up to Moreland up top. Moreland spins, comes to the foul line, kicks a pass deep left corner. Rodding, a shot is rejected out of bounds in the corner. Good elevation by the Bulldogs, swatting the ball away into the corner. It will be a Beverly basketball in the left corner on the sidelines in forecourt. It comes for Abreu on the inbounds, a three launch. No from the left wing. Rebound English High School. Starting up court, Baptiste. Off for a runner. A scooper is good by Javaris Hill. Oh, man. Little off-balance stuff, but a pretty shot. And now a backcourt foul on English. Another run here by the Bulldogs here. 53-38. Our score. 2 minutes, 8 seconds to play in the third quarter. Inbounds, Beverly. Moreland in backcourt. Will be by himself, bringing it over midcourt on the right. Now comes with a dribble off to the left. Taking a little bit of the pressure off of Rodding. Beverly with a three out on the right wing. No. Shot taken there by Durain. Durain with a rebound way outside. Pass underneath. Shot doesn't go by Rodding. Got some defense there. And Lynn English comes up with a rebound. Up court to Baptiste. Up on the right wing, down on the right block, back down in the paint. Here's a straight-on drive to the basket by Edwards is good. Javonte Edwards. 55-38, Lynn English. Rodding to midcourt, over midcourt, off on the right side, Crowley down in the corner, a three from the corner, no, that shot was taken by Jack Crowley. Ball goes out of bounds, it'll be an English basketball. Javante Edwards will inbound for English in backcourt. And they start it up court. Underneath, they go from block to block with a pass. Get a shot off. No. Rebound tipped around. Tipped up. No. Rebound, Beverly. With that rebound, Durain up court quickly. Durain on the dribble, left. Now back with the middle. Pass off on the right side. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. A drive. Moreland will get fouled. And I assume we'll go to the basket. Let's see. I could see them calling that on the floor. He was putting the ball up. Yeah, he was shooting. Moreland for two shots here with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. No good. Moreland will have another free throw. This one's in the air, and that's no good. Off defensive rebound, English High, Hill, coast to coast, Hill spinning, laying it in. Ooh, big, big third quarter by Hill here. Moreland with a pass to Davies, to Malumbo in the right corner. Back on the left, Crowley underneath, off the glass, no! They swatted away at the last minute. English saves it. Comes to Malumbo. He's bumped. He gets, and now there is a, they call the foul. Fifty-seven, 38. Javaris Hill coming out of the game. English is leading Beverly here in boys high school basketball tonight on MSO News Sports. On the inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds. Beverly to inbound on the end line underneath their own basket. End line right. Malumbo to inbound for Moreland. Moreland is bumped and he goes up, misses, goes up again and rolls it off the rim from left to right. And the ball goes out of bounds. And this time it will be... again, a Beverly basketball. Inbounds pass to Moreland on the cut down the left, and he lays it in. Nice inbounds play by the Panthers, springing Moreland free for the easy two, 57-40. And English throws it away in the corner. The ball went over to Manalese in the left corner, freshman, and... couldn't hang on to it, and it slides through his fingertips out of bounds. Again, congratulations to Winthrop's Devin Pulsifer for hitting the 1,000-point mark in his career. He needed 10 points tonight going into the night, and he got it. So congratulations to Devin Pulsifer of Winthrop High School. We have features up on our website with two girls' 1,000-point scorers that did the feat this week. Valentina Pepik from Revere High School and Paris Wilkie from Lynn Classical High School. There was the buzzer ending the third quarter. We're through three. The score, Lynn English 57, Beverly 40, a 17-point Bulldog lead at the end of three here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Welcome back. Updated score brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, Plaistow, New Hampshire. Revere in boys basketball leading Marblehead by 10 at the end of 3, 61-51. And it looks like the Newburyport girls fell to Masco tonight, 53-42. Boys are in a tight one, I understand. Beverly basketball to start the fourth quarter. Rodding on the inbounds gives it off to Durain, and he is fouled outside. Seventh team foul, so we're into the 1-1 here. Durain going to the free throw line, fouled on the floor. Luigi Durain for Beverly High School. Free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. Free throws in the air, and he's got it. Two free throws by Luigi Durain of Beverly High School. English starts up court. In backcourt, they exchange. Beverly throwing some backcourt pressure on him. They get it up to midcourt. Linton back into the game. He takes it off, drops it off for Badmus, and he lays it in for the 2 points. We're in the fourth quarter here. 59-42, English is leading over Beverly High School. Here's Moreland driving in baseline, kicks a pass back out. A three attempt doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Linton. Big game here by Linton here tonight. Pass underneath. Badmus has a tip away from him, and Beverly gets it back. Starting up court, they steal. Here comes English back on the attack. A drive and a foul. Drive taken there by Jean Baptiste. And it will be English shooting free throws here at the near end with a minute gone by here in the third quarter. First free throw is in the air by Baptiste. It's good. Again, 20 points by Alonzo Linton in the first half. Earlier I had said 18 at the half, but it was 20 points. And the free throw by Jean Baptiste is good. Two free throws by him, and it's 61-42, a 19-point lead for English High School. Beverly back on the attack. Spring free underneath. Laying it in is Camara. Taking a feed from Abreu. English back on the attack. Here's Linton coming into the paint. Stop, jump shot, good. Alonzo Linton. That's his first bucket of the second half for English High School. Ball deflected out of bounds. It will be an English basketball in backcourt. 63-44 our score. English sets up down low. Badmus working it down low. Kicks it off, and the ball is stolen there by Davies. Davies on the dribble himself up over midcourt. Takes it to the basket, lays it up. He draws a foul. So Davies, Beverly will go to the free throw line. And he will have two shots. Davies is 0 for 2 at the foul line tonight. Ball's in the air, misses that one. He'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting. Rivera, and well, Badmus was in the game, but he's coming in from the sidelines. Rivera back into the game for English High School. Makai Davies at the free throw line for his second one. Dips and shoots, and he misses that. Offensive rebound, Moreland. Pull-up jump shot, left baseline, short. Ball tipped, comes free. Abreu, pull-up jumper, no! Davies going back with a pass underneath for Crowley, up and off the glass, and around it in! Crowley with the 2 points. Big bucket there by Jack Crowley. Trying to keep it close here, or try to close it down a little bit here. It's still a 63-46 lead by English High School. 5:55 to go in the basketball game. Pull up jump shot, Bulldogs in from the paint. No. Rebound pulled down by Crowley. People clear. English backing off here a little bit here. Moreland down court, but gets a return pass on the wing. Kicks it underneath. Crowley lays it up around and in. Jack Crowley from Moreland. Two straight baskets by Crowley. English calls for time. We'll see if we can nab a score or two here. Yeah, so that was a girls' final. So Masconomet beat Newburyport. Hold on here. 52-42. That score wasn't easy to get. Triton boys basketball game versus Pentucket postponed due to floor conditions. So they'll have to do a makeup date. Boys basketball, Georgetown defeating Ipswich tonight, 51-49. Yeah, okay, so 51-49, Georgetown winning at home. Some of these Cape Ann League schools tipped off at 6:30 tonight. Looks like the Saugus girls beat Gloucester tonight, 53-36. Yeah. And it is an English basketball. They lead 63-48, 5:27 to go. Right corner, Rivera, a three ball, no. Rebound loose on the floor. English gets it. Here's a take underneath. Rivera off the glass, no. Rebound Moreland to Beverly. Moreland weaving his way up over midcourt. Pull-up jump shot, got it. Duncan Moreland. Little backcourt pressure, midcourt trap by Beverly High School. Up over is Rivera. Drops it back for Linton. Alonzo Linton, a steadying force at the point position. Off for Rivera. Ball knocked off of Moreland's legs. Not an intentional thing. And now underneath, English turns it over on the end line. Oh, they maintain possession. Last touch by Beverly. 63-50, 13-point English lead, 4:45 to play. Does Beverly have one more run in them? We've had a game of runs here tonight. Upper hand on runs going to English, obviously. Rivera up top, two on the shot clock, a shot from the left wing, no. Shot clock violation, it was an air ball. So it'll be a Beverly ball with 4:37 to play in the game. Moreland to inbound. Off for Davies. On the cut for Camara. Drops for Abreu. 4.5 to play. Abreu weaves. Pull-up jumper. Abreu left wing on the rim. No. Tip up and off the rim. No good, but there's a foul. It was Crowley with the offensive rebound. Jack Crowley. And the ball, after he put it up, it bounced him around on the rim a bunch of times and finally fell off. But he'll go to the line for two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Jack Crowley. Ball is in the air on the free throw, around and out. Crowley with 6 points tonight, 63-50. Beverly trying to close it down. Possession away from getting it into single digits with 4:22 to go. And now a violation, a lane violation. Who's that on? It's on Beverly. So the basket, unfortunately for Crowley, would have gone through, but there's a lane violation on Beverly, so it doesn't count. It's still a 13-point game, 63-50. And here's English with a take to the basketball, tipped around, no, and second effort, or third effort, I should say, by Javonte Edwards. His shot doesn't go, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Revere girls win tonight. 59-34. Okay, so there is Edwards with the free throw. He's got the first one. He'll have another one. Fouled in the act of shooting. And that one's around and out. Rebound Crowley of Beverly High School. Off for Moreland. Moreland on the dribble up over midcourt. Doubled there. Kicks a pass out to Abreu. Abreu on the fly to the foul line. Spins. Turnaround jumper on the rim. No. Offensive board knocked away. Beverly was in position for an offensive board, but the ball was swatted away. 64-50, 14-point lead. Here's a three by English left wing. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down there by Badmus. Pass up to midcourt for Linton. He's on the right, passes off on the left, now into the paint with a pass shot rejected by Crowley, out of bounds. Good block, Crowley and Davies combining for the defense there. Newburyport beat Masconomet in boys basketball tonight, 73-70. What a great year. Seven on the shot clock. Here's English's Linton. Left wing. Ball knocked free, out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly. Is it a Beverly ball? It is a Beverly ball. Camara to inbound for the Panthers on the sidelines. Out by midcourt. Off for Moreland. Spins free. Past the defender. Comes to the paint. Kicks it off for Crowley. Back up to Abreu. 3:15 to play. Abreu starts to the basket. Shut down. Camara up top. Two-hand pass down to Crowley. Left baseline shot. No. Rebound. English's Javaris Hill. Hill to midcourt slowly. 14-point Bulldog lead. Just now 3 minutes to play. Off for Badmus underneath. Gets body position. Goes up and he's fouled. Big body for the freshman. Adamid Badmus. A freshman at the free throw line. Biggest guy really out on the court right now. Makes the first one. He is now 2 for 3 at the free throw line tonight. Some substitutions for Beverly. A lot of subs coming in now for the Panthers. With 2:53 to play. Well, Beverly gave it what they had here. These were two tough games for them this week. Free throw is missed. Classical, a 3-point loss to them at home Tuesday night. They played well. And then here, coming to English High School, had a 10-point lead in the first quarter, 15-5. But then the Bulldogs went on a big run. There's a shot and a miss by Beverly. Rebound, English, rather. And now English calls timeout. I think wouldn't be surprised if English makes some subs here as well. Looking on my score sheet here, if I wrote down, yeah, the Newburyport-Masco game, Newburyport winning that by 373-70. We'll have a quick wrap-up here tonight. Winthrop Vikings leading 60-44 after three against Danvers. And again, Devin Pulsifer got the 1,000th point of his career in that game tonight for Winthrop High School. Hamilton Wenham girls defeat Manchester Essex tonight 52-27. It'll be an English basketball in backcourt. With 2:33 to play in tonight's game. Bulldogs have it. So we've got some new players here on both teams here for sure. Although Manalese, a freshman, has seen action here tonight. He's got the dribble up top. but he has other new faces in the lineup. So we've got the subs in right now. 15-point English lead, 2:16 to play. Pass into the paint, a shot is no good, a foul. Adwell to go to the free throw line for English High. He's got two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Samuel Adwell. Free throw is no good. He is a senior. Second free throw is no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Beverly has it. A lot of new faces in there for the Panthers as well. Malumba with it. Now ball stolen by Adewale. Comes to the basket. He's fouled. Adewale going back to the free throw line for two shots. So we're just closing this one out right now. Try to search for some more scores if we can here. Peabody boys win tonight in basketball, looks like. And that would be the game we were talking about. That would be over Classical High School. They lost this week, did Classical, to Salem. Shot is missed. Rebound. Beverly has it. Shot bombing from the left wing doesn't go. Ball loose on the floor. Tied up for a jump ball. Beverly's Malumba shot doesn't go. The follow-up is put up and in by Ryan Bearer. 65-52, a minute 38 to play. Out on the right wing for English High School. With it there's Cordero. Shot is missed. Cordero picks up the ball on the floor and puts it in. Well, left alone under the basket. There's the ball. There's the basket on the floor. And Cordero goes right back up and puts it in off the glass and home. Beverly deep left corner. Three attempt. No. Air ball. Rebound English High School. Bulldogs up court. With it there is Manalese. Three on the left wing. Got it. Is it a three? I think it is. 70-52. Ball slapped away. Loose ball picked up by English. Here's a take to the basket. And a shot is good. And there's a foul. Adewale with the 2 points. And he'll go to the free throw line. 72-52. Ball's in the air. He's got that one. Adewale for English High. 21-point lead now for the Bulldogs. 45 seconds to go in the game. Malumba to the paint. Going up. He is fouled. 10 team fouls on Beverly. 9 team. That might be the 10th on English too, actually. Yeah, it is. Each team now with 10 team fouls into the double bonus here. But that was a shooting foul. And Malumba is at the line for Beverly High School. Merge Malumba at the free throw line for Beverly. Dips and the free throw's in the air and it's off the rim. No good. He'll have another. English will play at Malden Catholic Sunday afternoon at 2. Beverly does not play until they play at Malden 1 week from tonight. Malumba's free throw in the air is no good. Rebound pulled down by English High School. But now stolen. Malumba lays it in. So he's got 2 points, 73-54, 19-point lead, 30 seconds to play in the game. Manalese pulls it out, 22 on the shot clock, 20 on the shot clock. Just less than a second difference between the shot clock and the game clock here. English running the time down here. 73-54, Beverly will let them run it down. I think we will have a shot clock violation here on court. Now they'll just run it down. And the game is over. 73-54, our final score. We're back with our recap after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back. We're done here at English High School with Lynn English winning 73-54 here tonight over Beverly High School. That is our final score.
Oh!
Hold on, coach here. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can just do this to you here, or you can put it on your head, whatever you want to do. Coach Antonio Anderson with us here. Now, can you hear me now? Hear me okay or not?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. And Coach Antonio Anderson is here with us, and coach, some thoughts on tonight's game. They had a 10-point lead on you guys in the first quarter. Then you guys went on. Hold on here. 34-7 run. 34-7 English run. That was big.
You know what? I knew they were going to come out and play. Matt's a great coach, like we talked about earlier. Matt, he gets his guy prepared. And I didn't want to call a timeout. I want to see how my guys respond. And they responded well. We got out. We got some turnovers. Made some shots. And that was key for us. Alonzo got going in the first half, and it opened the door for us.
Yeah, and Alonzo Linton, what a first half, 20 points for him in the first half.
He's capable of that. That's what that kid can do, man, when he puts his mind to it. But, you know, he also got guys involved. He put a lot of pressure on his own defense and opened things up.
Yeah. Any other thoughts tonight on the game, Coach?
No. Thank you, man. I'm just glad the guys competed well. Like I told Matt, Beverly, they came at us, and we had to respond. I wish him the best of luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Coach. Yeah. Take care. Okay, Coach Antonio Anderson with us here after the game for English High School. Individual scoring here. See if I can pull this off for you here. I think we're set to go here. Alonzo Linton with 22 points for English High School, 20 of them in the first half. Javante Edwards with 13. Javaris Hill with 12. Miles Manalese with 9 points. And Adamid Badmus with 8 points. Those were their leading scorers. Beverly High was led by Duncan Moreland, who came up with a good second half. He had 12 points. Luigi Duran was high for Beverly with 15 points. And then Toscani Abreu with 9 points, their leading scorers for the Panthers tonight. Jack Crowley with 6. And it was Kyle Kamara with 5. Merch Malumba with 2 points. So those were their scores. And again, Beverly had that 15-5 lead in the first half. And then English went on, as I mentioned, that 34-7 run, and they pick up the W. So that is the story here tonight from Beverly High School, English High School, excuse me. English improves to 7-1. Beverly falls to 6-3. Next game for Beverly, 1 week from tonight at Malden. Next game for English High, they will play at Malden Catholic Sunday, and then they're back home here on Wednesday night against Lynn Classical High School. And I understand that's a kind of quote-unquote a non-league game, and it's an extra game that the schools have decided to play, but that's Wednesday night right here at English High School. So a special thanks to our athletic directors here tonight. That would be Dick Newton from English High School, Dan Keefe of Beverly High School, and we'll keep you posted on our next broadcast games. You can always check out the tab on our website. We do kind of schedule games, try to pick out the game of the night if we can for you here on the North Shore, and we'll be updating scores and sports news throughout the weekend here. So go to the website, tell your friends, and tell your enemies as well. We don't really care. They could be our friends. And if they visit our website, they would be our friends. We use that term loosely, I guess. Well, whatever. Final score here tonight, Lynn English 73, Beverly 54. Have a good night, everyone. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSONewsSports.com.